Zot Chanukah Sameach. Today's daf in Masechet Zvachim is daf Tzadik Tet. We're holding at the beginning of the new perek on Tzadik Chet Omud Beit, Perek Tfud Yom. So now we're going to be talking about, as we're continuing on, we spoke about before, the din Kol Zachar B'Kohanim Yochlu. Who exactly does that include? And what level of kashrus does a kohen have to have before he's allowed to eat? But we also know there's another issue, that there are many who are allowed to eat, but they're not given a chelek. So, for instance, in things that the kohen is allowed to share with his family, and doesn't have to be eaten necessarily in the with the entire mishmar, but he can take his chelek and he can give it to people in his family. They don't get a chelek on their own, do they? So the question is, who gets the right to eat and who also is given a chelek when he's part of the mishmar? Remember, the mishmar was the way that the Torah puts it is levarbi mim karav al havot, that the original arrangement was that there should be a particular time for each one of the mishmarot ha'kuna, and that itself was after they worked for that week. They would work 2 weeks a year, and each day of that week, besides Shabbos, was b'chulik to one of the batei avot, and then on Shabbos, they would also have the right for them to all eat. And then the shaila is, the new mishmar would come on that day, and who would normally get to eat would be the people that were in that mishmar. But what about if the kohen in that mishmar wasn't roy on that day? So suppose he was a tful yom. The question over here is, if he's a tful yom, he is allowed to eat on that same night. So he wants the right to get a chelek, so he'll be able to eat his karban at night. Tful yom, remember, means somebody went to the mikveh today, and he has to wait to eat kachin and to eat truma until after Erev Shemesh. Can he get a chelek, even though he can't eat now, because the Tful Yom is not even allowed to be nogea l'chor, as we're going to see, a mechutzer kippurim, or he was needing to bring a korban, let's say he was a zav gadol, was a mitzera, whatever it was, he had already gone to the mikveh, and it was already after his Erev Shemesh, and he needed to bring a korban on that day, but he's not yet, he didn't yet bring the karma. So he's not allowed to eat while he's a b'chutzer kippurim. So he says, okay, so give me now and I'll eat it in an hour, you know, after I bring my karma. Einan chokim b'kodashim l'chol b'erev. They do not get a chelek. When it says l'chol l'erev, that's going on the b'chutzer kippurim. Obviously, it's going on the tful yom. Obviously, the b'chutzer kippurim doesn't have to wait until that night. Because even though Mirabbanan and Mechuzer Kippurim does have to go to the mikvah, he does not require another Erev Shemesh. So he cannot demand a chelek in order to be able to eat the karban at night. If he's an onen, we'll see what that means exactly. There's two, actually more than two, as we'll see, dinim of onen. There's onen of someone who was b'chayavim in avilut, died on that day. And there's an onen of someone that is mechayevim avilut, one of the seven krovim that the Torah lists, who was buried on that day, but he had died previously. We'll see that there's also a question of the following night, whether the following night is included in the aninut, and there might be a difference between the following night of an onen who's burial took place, his relative's burial, or an onen whose death took place. Again, all of this we'll see in the sugya, precisely how to define the onen, but it says over here that the onen actually is allowed to be nogea in the korbanos, and he's not considered to be the equivalent of a tfuyom or mechuzer kippurim, and he's tame. We'll see that that's not necessarily the case across the board. But since he's an onen, he is not allowed to be makriv. And if he is makriv, as we saw before in the beginning of the Masechet, if he would be makriv, he's actually mechalel avodase. And the onen as well, even though tonight he would be roy to eat perhaps diraita, which we'll have to see. Is that a din? There is a din of aninus laila. Is it talking about over here a case of an onion wouldn't have a din of aninus laila? And nonetheless, he's not chalik le'achol be'erev. What would that be talking about? Where would an onen be mutter to eat on that very night? All to be seen in the Gemara. What about if he's a bal mum? Ah, now that is a unique situation. Because a kohen who is a bal mum, whether that bal mum is a temporary situation and it will be cured, or whether it's a bal mum that's a permanent situation, the Torah specifically said that a bal mum actually is given to eat from the kachim, and it says, Lechem Elohov, Mikodashia Kodashim, Umina Kodashim, Yuchal. He is supposed to eat, as opposed to the other Kohanim who are psulim that we mentioned, and therefore not only is he able to eat, but we actually give him a chelek in the korbanos of that day, and he eats. But of course, he's not allowed to be makriv, because a bal mum is osur for the avodah. Then we go right out of the Mishnah and we contradict ourselves. And we say, Kol she'eino ra'oi la'avoda, eino cholek b'basar, which is patently absurd. We just said that a bal mum, who is certainly osur la'avoda, is cholek b'basar. So this is talking about, obviously, something that Gemara is going to point out, that it seems to be a stira. So it's obviously, we're going to have to explain the Mishnah in light of the din of the bal mum. V'chol she'en lo bibasar, en lo ba'orod. And we ever said that he's not given a chelek, it means not only is he not given a chelek to eat, but he also cannot get a chelek in the or, even though he obviously is going to be eating the skins, because it says, basically, v'akoin ha'makriv et olat ish. Or sherikriv lakohen lo yiyeh. So what does that mean? That he has to be ro'ui lakriv et ha'ola. Since the time of the hakrova, he wasn't ro'ui. Therefore, he's not given the or, the same way he's not given the bosar. Even if he was tamei b'sha'at zrikat adamim, v'tor b'sha'at hekter chalavim. So even though by the time they got around to putting the emurim on the Mizbeach, he was already tahor. It goes according to the time in which the Zrikas Adam would be made. If he was not roy for the Zrika, then he would not be given a chelik in the Basar, even though by the time the Emurim, and the Emurim are what is matter the coin to be able to eat the Basar, he does not a chelik in the Basar. And the Mashmaut here would be, and this is really a bigger chiddush than what we said over here. Because, I mean, we could have understood before that the only time that he would not be given a chelek is where we did everything during the day. And during the entire Aveda, the Zrikas Adam, and the Akravas Haimurim, during the entire Aveda, he was a Tvuyo, so he wasn't roy. But in this case, I might have thought, listen, if he would have been able to do the Akravas Haimurim, because the Tvuyom is allowed to do that, so then he should be included in HaKohen HaMakriv et Olat Ish. It should be, or Olah should be his, along with the Basar. No. The din is, even if he was given, he had an ability to be Eved, he would not be Chelek Le'erev. Wow. Sheneemar HaMakriv et Dama Shelamim. So here, although it's talking about the din of Shlamim over here, we'll see that this din pertains to all of the korbanos, and therefore if he would not be capable of doing both the hakrava of the dam, it doesn't mean it's enough to just be makrav the chelev, then he would not be given a chelek.
Why, Rabbi, why isn't that included in the beginning of the Mishnah? I know, Rabbi,
because the beginning of the Mishnah could have been talking about a case where he was a tvuyon both for the Zrika and for the Akravas Haimurim. What about if by the time that Akravas Haimurim came around, he was tahor?
Oh, you mean the Akravas Haimurim isn't definitely only at night? At the end of the day? I thought it was always at
night. No, it's kosher even at night. Right. Okay, excellent. So, says the Gemara, Minani Mili, which is a little bit strange. Minani Mili, I mean, the Mishnah brought the Pusik, didn't it? But remember, the Mishnah brought a pasuk that was nogea the dinim of chaz v'shog, and we're going to see later on why we want to have both pasukim. So Amar Reish Lakish, the marker for all of this is that since it says HaKohen HaMechate BaChatas, the Kohen who actually brings the dam of the Chatas, HaMechate Ota Yochlena, that means that he has to be Ro'i for the Zrikas Adam. So that means Kohen HaMechate Yochel, V'she'enu Mechate Eno Yochel. If he is not the one, sounds like, he is not the one who actually does that Korvas HaChatas, he doesn't eat. What? Is that true? V'cholalohu? Don't we know that the rest of the Mishmar shares all of the Korbanos? Are Mishmar Kula? Everybody else didn't do the Chitui of this particular Chatas, and nonetheless, the Ochlin, we know that they are allowed to eat also, and they're given a Chelek. So it doesn't mean the Mishmar, it means the Beit Av of that day, but basically it's the rest of the Mishmar that is working on that day. So how do you explain that? So clearly, says Reish Lakish, what it means is ro'i l'chitui. So the Kohen, who is mechate, meaning he could have been the mechate, he is the one who is going to be given. Even that's not true. What about the family? He's a katan, and he still is not, even though he's not ro'i l'chitui, because we know that that's true, because it says Ish beferish in the pasuk, so a katan can't do the aveda, and nonetheless, despite the fact that he's in roi l'chitui, he is given a chelek because it says kol zachar b'kohanim yochlu every zachar. So even though he's not doesn't have a right to get his own chelek, but he certainly is a right to eat. So it's not true what you're saying. So it doesn't mean who has the potential. Elamai yochlena, true. But in this case, the Kol Zachar B'Yochlena is referring to Yachlekena. That means only a Ro'i L'Chitui Cholek, somebody who was able to do the actual Avodah Sadam, he actually gets a Chelek as well. If he's in a Ro'i L'Chitui, he does not get the Yochlena in the sense of giving a Chelek, but he does have the right to eat it. So basically, this is the idea, the Tfuyom and the Mechusar Kippurim, even though they're Ro'i La'achila, but they do not get the Chelek. And therefore, the Mishnah, essentially, is based on the Diyukim of these two different Dinim. So HaMakriv is Dama Shlamim V'Sechelev Mibnei Aaron. Lo T'yeh Shok HaYamin Limana. So that specifies specifically the one who is Ro'i, for the Avedas Hadam, but maybe he needs to be Roy for both. Basically, in the Mishnah, a Kohen who was Roy when the Dam was actually being Zoruk would be Roy to get a Chelek. What about if he became not Roy at the time of the Hakrava? So now if we're saying HaKohen B'chateoto, that idea is that it's totally only in the Chitui, and which that tells us that basically we have two completely different dinim, because Benogeya the din of Achataz. So we see over here that it's true that a Tful Yom is not given a Chelek and a Chataz, but we need to know also in the din in the Shlomim, because we're going to need it, we're going to see later on, we need Rias for different korbanos. But one thing is for sure, there's a big difference between the pasuk that puts together the din of Amakrivas Dama Shalim ve'es Achelev, which is Mashbif, who wasn't Roy B'Shas Achelev, and that is not true according to our Mishnah. The Mishnah only said it the other way around. If he is Roy B'Shas Achelev and he wasn't Roy B'Shas Zrikas Adam, then he's not given. But the other way around, that if he's not Roy at the time of the Hakrovas Emurim, but he was Roy at the time of the Zrika, I wouldn't have known. So therefore, I have both of these psukim. Anyway, ask the Gemara about the obvious contradiction in the Mishnah. You just said that, what Reish Lakish says, that only somebody who is roi for the avoda gets a chelek. Now, based on that Mishnah, on our Mishnah, we know that that's not true, because we said beferish that a bal milm is bedafka given a chelek to eat. And he is not only eating, but he shares with the Mishmar and the Chalukah. So what about that? Hare Balmum, they know Rabbi Lechitui, and yet he's Cholay. So how could Reish Lakish make this a limud about anybody who's not Roy? That's because Balmum, Rachmana Rabye, the Torah specifically said that a Kohen who's a Balmum is able to eat, as we said before, and it says, Kol Zachar B'Kohanim, that comes to be Marabe, even a Balmum. Wait, how do you know? Kol Zachar B'Kohanim, we said, remember, that Kol Zachar B'Kohanim means that he gets a chelek, but maybe that's Marabe the Balmum. How do you know that if you're telling me it doesn't, one of them is excluded? And we just learned from the Pasuk that only if he's roy to do the Avodah. And the other pasuk says kol zachar, meaning even someone who isn't roi l'avoda. So what makes you say that we're going to be marba the balmum, and we won't be marba the tfuyom? Maybe it's the other way around, that the kol zachar b'kohanim was given a chelek, that is referring to the tfuyom. Well, I mean, isn't it more reasonable that if the pasuk is adding an additional individual for chaluka? Remember, it says Beferish in the Pasuk, we know. Beferish from the Pasuk that the Balmum is allowed to eat the carbon. That, we never had a question. It says, Lechem Elohav, Bikotshei HaKodashim, Umir HaKodashim Yochal. So he definitely eats. What we're talking about over here is the Pasuk of Yochlena, which we just explained means Yechal Kena. So if you're telling me that there's an additional person who can be Chaylek, and we know that the Tfuyom is not allowed to eat, but the Balmum is allowed to eat. So who do you think should get the chelek, for heaven's sakes? The person who's allowed to eat? No. So, of course, the extra word of Kol Zachar, Yochlena, which tells me a chelek, that must be coming to include the Balmum, Sheken Ochel. He's allowed to eat. I could say the other way around. Adarabba. The Tfuyom is more likely to be included because tonight he can even do the Aveda, right? And since the entire criterion over here was in terms of whether he's roy to do the Zrika, give the chelek to the Tvuyom who will be allowed to do the Aveda tonight, why give the chelek to the Balmum who will never be able to do the Aveda? Answers the Gemara, because the ultimate ability to do the Aveda was never the question. The question is he currently a Mechateota? At this point, he's not. And therefore, why would we take that element into consideration in the Chalukah? It makes much more sense to take into consideration, if you're giving out portions, that you're giving them out to people that are allowed to eat them, don't you think? And therefore, the Chalukah din is applicable to the Balmum, who beferish is given Mikodeshi Yochal, as opposed to the Tvuyom, who is usher because he's tummy. Rav Yosef Amar, I'll explain to you why it's referring to the Davka, a Balmum, not a Tfuyom. It's obvious. We explained that the meaning of Yochlena means Yechal Kena, right? That's what we said. Now, why in the world would we have used the word Yochlena if what we really mean is Yechal Kena? Just say, Yechal Kena, right? Lichtov Rachman, Yechal Kena. So the whole point of stating the concept of Chaluka in terms of Achila, isn't it obvious that what that means is, Shema Amina, Ru'ui La'achila Cholek, She'ino Ru'ui La'achila, no Cholek. The very fact that we call the din of Chaluka Achila means that it's dependent to your ability to eat at the very least, don't you think? Makes sense. Boy Reish Lakish, I have a different question. How do we look at this idea that the Torah said that the Balmum should eat? Now, I mean, there's two ways of looking at this. We could say the Balmum is excluded from the overall psulim, and even though he's not a mechatei, but the psula Balmum is not that bad. Or we could say that the Torah is telling us that someone who is in a state of never being able to do the Aveda because of the fact that he has a mum was given a special right by the Torah, sort of a booby prize kind of idea. He may not be able to do the Aveda, but let's give him the right to be chaylik in the kach. Now, that makes a very big difference how we look at it. Because think about a case like this. A balmum who is also tame, could you give him a chaylik or not? Because, I mean, on the one hand, you'll say, every balmum is not roy for the aved. Nonetheless, the Torah said, give him his booby prize. So the Rachmana Rabbi. So what's the difference if he's tame? Anyway, he was given a special prize, even though he can't do the Aveda. The additional question of whether he's also tame is irrelevant to him. And therefore, lo shina mali tame, mali balmum. What's the difference if he's also a balmum and tame, or he's just a balmum? In either case, it's exactly the same. The Torah said, this poor guy gets a right to a chaluka, right? Or maybe only ro'ui la'achila cholek. Maybe that's the point. There's two completely different to him. If he's ro'ui la'achila, then he gets a chaluka, as we were just medayik. The meaning of yochalena means yechalkena, and he has to be ro'ui la'achila. Obviously, he doesn't have a right to eat if he's tame, that's for sure. So if he's eno ro'ui la'achila, eno cholek. Oh, my rabbi, I'll bring you a raya. Kohen gadol makrivo nein ve'eno ochel. So here we have a case in which we know that the Torah specifically said, min ha-migdash lo yetze. This was the whole story of the Miluim and the Beis HaMikdash. So he's supposed to still continue to do the Aveda in the Beis HaMikdash, despite the fact this was the case of Aaron HaKohen, despite the fact that he was an Einan whose children had died. And he does the Aveda, but the question is he allowed to eat? No. He's makriv einin, but eino ochel. He's not allowed to eat from the korbanos. That was never given the right to the onin. And what's more, even though he tonight, maybe he would be roi, eino cholek lechol erev, he can't even eat the night after his aninos. So you see from here, that must be, why isn't he given a chelek to eat later? Because, as you said, she'eno ochel, eino cholek. And that's the bottom line. We don't look at any other criteria. Shmamina ro'ui lachim, abe'inan, shmamina. So it's very clear that a kohen balmum who's tame, can he eat? That's the fundamental question. No, he can't eat? Then don't tell me we should give him a chelek. The chalukah is directly a function of your ability to eat. Boy Rav Hoshaya, look, how about a kohen who could do the aveda because it's talking about a korban tzibur, and in a korban tzibur, we know that if the rov of the tzibur is tamei, and so on, or the kohenim are tamei, then the din is that they are allowed to do the aveda if it's a korban. So, if it's tumas mace, of course. So then, as we learned before at great length, there's a din that it's sutra or dechuyo betzir. But the question is, if he's going to be tohar tonight, can we be chelik him a chelik tonight? Because in this case, he is roi la'aveda. So remember, that means that we have two criteria. One of them is that he should be roi la'achira. The other one was that he should be roi to do the aveda, kohen b'chateota. So now, in this case, he is roi la'aveda, and he will be roi la'achila. So he can eat tonight. Can we also give him a chelek to eat tonight? Mi yamrinan ha-mechate omarachmana, and he is a mechate. So he could be mechate the dam. O dilma ro'ui la'achila, cholek she'no ro'ui la'achila, eino cholek. Which one of the two criteria do we apply to him? And Ravina says the same raya that we brought to the previous question, because it boils down to the same issue. Tashma, kohen gadol makriv onein, but he's not ochel, nor is he cholek lechol b'arav. So you see, the bottom line is, he must be ro'ui la'achila in order to be part of the chalukah, shmamina. Okay, next thing in the Mishnah that I'm very confused about. It says over here, Onen Nogea. The Onen is allowed to touch a carbon, but he can't be makar of the carbon. But is that true? It says Beferish in the Mishnah in Chagiga that that's not true. Braminu, Onen Nogea. What about the Mishnah that says Onen B'chuser Kippurim, both require tefillah, so the B'chuser Kippurim, after he brings his carbon, he is still going to need an additional tefillah in the mikveh after he brings this carbon. This is Midrabanan, and it seems to mean that he's still going to be tameh, even legabe the din of Nogea B'kodesh. And it's mashma that whatever the situation is, he's going to require an additional tefillah, and our Mishnah says an onen can touch. I mean, if you meant he can only touch if he goes to the mikveh, so what in the world, why say an onen is allowed to touch? Well, it's taking for granted. Lo kasha, kan b'shetavval, our Mishnah is talking about a kohen who went to the mikveh, so he's allowed to touch. And the Mishnah in Chagiga is talking about that's what it talks about. It's talking about, like it says over there, onen requires tefillah. I don't know. What are you talking about? What good is it to be tovel while he's an onen? I mean, as soon as he's tovel, he's still an onen, so he still needs tefillah. So what you're saying makes no sense. What good is it for the onen to go while he's an onen? We were saying that if he were an onen before, and now he's no longer an onen because the time has passed, he has to go to the mikveh. And you're trying to tell me he can go to the mikveh in the middle of the day of aninus as if going to the mikveh takes away any of the dinim of aninus. That's ridiculous. So my avi, ha'adra alav aninus, he's still an onen. Do you amar rabba barbaruna onen tovel, shetaval aninut chozeret alav? This halacha of tefillah is not going to change the fact of the aninus, because the aninus is a din in the time. It's not a din in the question that's associated with the time, which we'll see in a few moments why we would think the two are related. Anyway, let's take a look then at how we could explain the stira. So we've got a stira. Our Mishnah says, Onen Nogea. The Mishnah in Chagiga says, an Einein is the same as a Mechuser Kippurim and cannot be Nogea, and he requires tefillah after his aninus, apparently. So there's got to be another answer. What's that? The answer is in a concept called Hesach Hadad, which we've spoken about before, Benogea the Dinim of Pura, when we talked about it. Hesach Hadas means that there is a Gezeret Rabbona as one of the Chumras that is, it's called Malos, specifically the Malos of Tahara, which is perfect for Zeis Chanukas HaMizbeach, Tiaruas Migdashecha, talking about the extra levels of Tahara that the Rabbonon were mitakein when it comes to Kachim, is that the moment that you have Hesach Hadas and you're no longer keeping yourself Tahar, at that moment, even though you have no reason to believe that you touched anything tamei, you become immediately tamei. So the din of, remember, the whole Seder Tahiris is called Das. It means awareness and consciousness. So if you don't have that consciousness, then that itself is the fundamental pegia in the concept of Tahira. You were Mesiar Das, and you're now no longer fully human. You're essentially tamei. That's what it's talking about. So the Mishnah in Chagiga that says that the Onen has to go to the mikveh, that's because normally we would assume that since he doesn't have any right to eat, so he stopped being makpid on being very careful on touching tumah. I mean, it doesn't mean that he has to be, but that would be the norm, isn't it? So that Mishnah in Chagiga says that he has to go to the mikveh. That's because he was Mesiach Daita. Mashenkin, our Mishnah that says Onen Nogea, would be talking about an Onen who says, listen here, I was not Mesiach Das the entire time, and I know that I'm not Tameh, and therefore, I don't require Tvila, And therefore, I can be touching Kachim even on the day of Aninus, because since when is an onen ipso facto metame? That's the point. Excuse me? You is Mesiach Baite? If a person is Mesiach Baite, it's not enough for him to go to the mikvah, my dear friend. He needs to go and get himself chitue from the Porah Aduma. If he was Mesiach Bas, he might have even been a Tomei Mace. So he wouldn't be allowed to touch any kachim until he keeps 7 days, and he needs Hazoya Shlishi Vishvi and the whole thing. So I don't know what you're talking about. What do you mean he needs Tefillah? Tefillah's not going to help him. Ezech Hadat. Shlishi Vishvi, boy. The Omer Rabbi Yustoi, Rabbi Maton, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Hezech Hadat, Tzorech Hazor, Shlishi Vishvi. If a person was unaware, how does he know that he wouldn't have come into contact with something that's Batame and as a mace? So therefore, that can't be the explanation of the Mishnah and Chagiga, because it just says over there, boy, Tefillah. It doesn't say he needs the full Shivas Yomim. So that's no answer. That's not a problem. Not a problem. You're assuming that the question of Hesach Abbas is a binary issue. Either you're watching yourself from Kabbalah Stuma, or you're not. But that's not true. It may very well be that a person is very on guard and vigilant against becoming Tomei from a mace. But he doesn't care because he's not going to be eating kachim today. He doesn't care whether he becomes Tomei from something that's only going to be metame him till the nighttime. So it would be talking about that he was Mesiach Das from Tomei Mace. That's true. He didn't actually watch himself from other things, but he certainly was watching himself from Tomei Mace. Where did we say for Abdustoy? That was where it was complete Ezech Hadas, even from Tomei Mace. Masha'inkein, what we're talking about in Chagiga, that you need Tefillah? You need Tefillah means that he said, you know, could be that I touched the Sheretz, and if I touch the Sheretz, so then I can go to the mikveh today, and then I can actually be Tohar by the nighttime. So that's the difference. Wait, that's not a good difference. Tomei Sheretz, that's a real Tumah Midiraisa. He needs Erev Shemesh. The Mishnah Chagiga said, all he needs is to go to the mikveh. Why is that? Because since we're talking about a Gezerah Vetuma Derabbanan, whether Rabbanan or Mechayev you to go to the mikveh, they do not require Erev Shemesh. So the Mishnah and Chagiga was obviously not talking about a case where you're Tomei Deraisa, because it says all you need to do is go to the mikveh. And then you, what do you mean? But don't you have to wait until tonight if maybe you're a Tomei Sheretz? So that's not a possible explanation either. A Tomei Sheretz is a Tomei Ma'alyo. That's a full-class Tumah. And therefore, he requires Erev Shemesh. And the Mishnah over there says, all you need is Tefillah. And furthermore, it also can't be true, because if we were talking about somebody who might be a Tomei Sheretz, how does the Mishnah over there say that one of the Chumras, the Malos of Tumah for Kachim, is that he has to be Tevel if he was an Einen on that day? Even if he would be eating Truma, he would need to be Tevel, because that din of Ezech Hadas, for he might be Tomei from a Sheretz, so then he would need to be Tevel even for Achilas Truma. And the Mishnah over there specifically said, that's part of the listing in the Mishnah and Chagiga that tells us all of the things that are more chomer for Kodesh than Truma. But if we're talking about the possibility of actually Tumas Sheretz, then that would be Metame, even an Oichel Truma, for that matter, even somebody who eats Chulin Altar Kodesh, according to the way we pass it. So that's not the answer either. All right, says Rabbi Yirmiya. There's still an answer. Because once we've accepted that there's a concept of partial Ezech Hadas, if it's partial Ezech Hadas, then I can say that the partial Ezech Hadas was referring to the man who says, Nishmarti midavar mitameini. I'm definitely, I know for a fact that nothing that could possibly be matami, not a sheret, obviously not a maize, but not even a sheret, nothing like that could have touched me. But lo nishmarti midavar haposelini. However, I was not careful to not to be in contact with something that was only tamei midrabanan, and there was one of the things that you need midrabanan. You would need a tefillah, and that tefillah does not require arev shemesh, and therefore we're talking about where he says I definitely was careful about anything other than something that would be passing me from eating kodesh. Fine. So therefore, I wouldn't come into contact with any of the takonas, the rabbanon, that actually allow you to become tamei midrabanan legabe eating kodesh. Okay. But all of these answers, now you're telling me, you've gone from the difference between masmes to sherets, and now the difference between even Tuma Sheretz to Tuma that puzzles me. But, I mean, all of that was based on this idea that it's possible to have partial das. Isn't that sort of like a contradiction in terms? I mean, can you have, like, half consciousness? What exactly would that mean? Umiika nitiruta lafalga? Do we actually have a halacha like that? That the din of Hesach HaDas can be dependent on what it was that the person wanted to make certain of, and that it's possible to actually be nishmar, let's say, from Tumas Meis and not from Tumas Sheretz, or from Tumas Meis for Sheretz and not from a Dovra Peso? Absolutely, says the Gemara. That's a braita. And that's a braita that we have spoken about in the case where somebody was walking around with a sal of, it was talking about over there, they had te'inim. He had a sal of te'inim that was on his head. So as far as whether something touched it, he would have to be very conscious of whether he would have passed by something that could have been metameyet. As long as that sal was on his head, and it has a magrefa inside that sal. Now, magrefa is made with, is from metal, right? And now the question is, if it's made from metal, it's going to make kabel tuma from an avatuma. But it could be nifsal also from even mashkim tameim, which is a takana derabanan, that mashkim tameim are also metame kelim. And the guy says, I was very conscious of keeping that sal tohar, but I wasn't thinking about the magrefa. So then the din is that the sal is tahar, but the magrefa is teme'ah. So since he didn't have da'at about the magrefa, so we have to treat it l'chumra, and it was v'hesach hadas, and therefore it wasn't shomur, and it becomes tame. Now, I'll show you that there's such a thing as a das l'mecht, because why don't we say that the magrefa, which you're saying is tame, should be mitame the sal? So how can you say that the magrefa is tame and the sal is not? What kind of kasha is that? You know the answer to that. A kli cannot be mitame a kli. A kli is only mekabel tuma from an avatuma. And since the din over here would be, even if it touched something, why would we say that it would be mekabel tuma in a way that could be mekabel tuma that would be metame the kli? Now, the truth is, this is not really a very powerful point, and the halacha actually has to conclude even why the magrefa wouldn't be tame mace, because we just said if you don't wash something, so then it should be tame mace. If it's tame mace, it would be able to be metame the kli. And the truth is, we could have asked that question here and gone down that rabbit hole. However, the Gemara is just trying to get to one point, and that is that it's possible to have shmira l'chatzoyin. That's all we're trying to prove. So we're basically mekatzer the conversation, and we say, okay, so the magrefa should be metame the figs that were inside of the basket. And you said that the basket, which means the basket with its figs, are tahar. So let the shovel that we have over here, the magrifa, should be metame the contents of the salt. Omar Rava, what we're talking about, where he said, Shemartia midavara mitama. Not that I forgot about the magrifa. I knew there was a magrifa, and I knew I had to be careful that the magrifa would not become tame. Because if it would become tame, it would be metame the figs. And I certainly had in mind to be shemartia midavara mitama. But I wasn't careful to be shemered from something that would only make it puzzle. And if it's only puzzle, then it cannot puzzle. Remember, the concept of puzzle means it's not metame anything else. So in other words, I was careful that it shouldn't become, obviously, not an avatuma, not a rishon latuma, and not even a sheni latuma. But maybe it could be metame kachim, because there are cases where the Rabbanu regards the Lagabe Tumas Kachim and not Lagabe Tuma of anything else. So I was careful about up until Psul. I wasn't careful about that. So it's true that the Magrifa is Tame, but it doesn't mean Mamish Tame. It means that it's Pasul. Since it's only Pasul, it cannot be Metame, Chulin, or Truma, and there's no problem. But what's important to us is that a person can say that he had partial das. Yes, don't tell me that I wasn't aware of what was going on. I was fully aware of what was going on as long as it would be nogeya, being metami the figs in that basket. So that's like, as the Mesilas Yesharim brought, that a milsa dolorami le ainche lav adaite, something that is not nogeya, is as if he's unaware of it. So for him, it wasn't nogeya. He was only wanted to make sure that this chulin or this truma would remain tahor. Was not nogeya him whether the magrefa itself would be touch and catch him. So fine. So he wasn't shamer it from something that would cause it to be usur for use with kachim. And you see from here very clearly that it's possible to have a shmira, a partial shmira. And we don't say, look, man, you can't say that you watch it from one thing and not from other things. Okay, so this was one approach. The nafkamina, remember, this goes all the way back. Let's work our way back up. This goes all the way back to the initial question of the stira between our Mishnah that says einein nogeya and the Mishnah in Chagiga that says an einein requires tefillah before he can be nogeya. So we have this new approach, which is that it's possible to be an einein that is shemer things, and therefore, if he was not mesiach das completely, then he would be allowed to touch kachin. Now, in the end, igalgal milsa motel kamin rabba bar mama. So, this was being tossed around at the various bate midrash because it's obvious once we're learning this sugya, everybody's going to come up with this question. But how do we explain our Mishnah in light of the malais hatuma in Chagiga? So when Reb Abba Bar Mama heard about this, he said, I know it's everybody is hitting their head against the floor here for no reason. You're telling me that nobody knows, Lo Shmiya Lo Adi Am Reb Yochanan Rabbi, that all of these people that are going around in circles in order to figure out how it's not a stira, they didn't hear what Rebbe was quoted as having said by Rabbi Yochanan, that ha'ochel shlishi shatruma, if you ate truma, that was pasul, and that means it cannot be mitame, and it nonetheless is usher to be eaten, so then the halacha would be that he himself is usher to eat truma, but he's mutter to touch truma. That means that you are making a fundamental mistake. You think the fact that the Mishnah Chagiga said that the onen requires tefillah means legabe negia, and therefore it's a contradiction to our Mishnah that says that an onen is negia? Absolutely no basis to that assumption. You see from what Rebbe says that there's a concept of a chumrah that the Rabbanan made legabe achila. Yes, so Amma Bachila of Rabbanan Ma'ala. But when it came to Negia, the Chachamim did not make the same Allah to Aser Negia. So that's what's happening over here. An Onain definitely needs tefillah for what? For eating. That's what the Mishnah was talking about in Chagiga. But that Mishnah, Bidavka, left open the question of what would be the din of Negia. And that's our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is saying an Onan can be Nogea. This has nothing to do with each other. So you made this big contradiction between two Mishnayos, and there never was a contradiction. Once we know now the halacha of Rebbe, the whole sugya becomes obvious. Now, the Mishnah continues on to say, Ve'eno cholek lechol that night, balayla. So I'm so confused. You're telling me that he's not cholek, but that means he can eat in the night? The onen is allowed to eat. The only thing is that since he can't do the avoda now, and he's not royal achila, now he won't get a chelek. But he could eat. That's not true. You're telling miflagud alopolog, he doesn't get his own chelek. But if some other kohen is kind enough to invite him to a meal with the kachim, he could eat? V'chimizamne le'achil? Take a look at the Mishnah Pesachim that says exactly not like that. An einen, it says over there, an einen is tevel v'oichel es pischei le'erev. He can go to the mikveh and he eats the korban Pesach that was sent for him during the day, and it was brought, he's shelayach korban oisav, even though he can't eat them, and tonight, he can sit down at that Seder, and he can eat his Korban Pesach. But he cannot eat other kachin. He can only eat his Korban Pesach. Avalo bekachim. So even though there's other karbonas that are brought, along with the Korban Pesach, can't eat it. You're telling me he can. You're telling me kachin. And that he is actually able to eat Kodesh. And if he's invited by another Kohen, he can eat. Except we don't give him his own chelek. It's a beferish a Mishnah that that's not true. What are you telling me? Omer of Yirmiyahu Midifti? No. This is completely, the question's not a question. Tell me, why is he allowed to eat from the Korban Pesach and not other things? What do you think the point is? Obviously, the point is that what we're talking about is a Darabbana. And if we're talking about an Isser Darabbanan, so that would mean that really, Midiraisa, he's not considered to be an Onen, because he's only an Onen during the daytime. Except that Darabbanan were Geyser a halacha called Aninut Laila, and therefore he wasn't allowed to eat. Now comes along the one time in the year that if he doesn't eat Kachim, he's going to be over not only on an Isser Darabbanan, but a Chi of Chorus. Somebody who doesn't bring his Korban Pesach. So we're not going to let him bring a Korban Pesach. We're not going to make a Gezerah like that. So because of that, the Rabbanan said, look, when it comes to Pesach, forget about it. Let him bring his Korban Pesach and we won't be Gozer. That's the point. So therefore, Lokasha. Look, our Mishnah, well, there are two completely different dinin. And if we're talking about Shar Yemos Hashanah, that's one thing. So that indeed, you're right. We wouldn't allow another Kohen to invite him. But on Pesach night, we will. And therefore, we're talking about Pesach. And there, you'll say, well, if he's allowed to eat on Pesach, can't we give him a chelek? No, we're not going to give him a chelek. But if he's invited, he could. Whereas the Mishnah that we were talking about in Pesachim, that was talking about the rest of the year. What it means is that on Pesach, once he's allowed to eat his Korban Pesach, he's allowed to eat the korbanos that are brought with the Korban Pesach. He can eat any kachin. So, but Pesach, I did achav Pesach, achonami kachin. Once we're going to be matir, the aninus laila, we will be matir it across the board. So he can eat his Korban Pesach and he can eat any other kachin. Masha inke b'shar yemos hashana, where there's no reason for us to be matir achilas kachim, there he's not allowed to eat anything. So when the Mishnah said that on Leil Pesach he can eat his kachim, he can eat his Pesach but not kachim, that doesn't mean on that night not kachin. It means on Leil Pesach he can eat his Karban Pesach, but the rest of the year he cannot eat kachin. Avolo bekachim shall call Hashana. It doesn't mean on that night he can't eat kachin. So therefore, we have two different situations. Is there any case where an onen would be allowed to eat at night? Yes, Pesach. Would we be chalek him, a chalek in those kachim that he's allowed to eat? No, we will not. Okay, fine. So that explains exactly what our Mishnah is talking about. As far as whether the implications that if he were invited to eat by another Kohen, that he'd be allowed to eat, that's true about Pesach, but it doesn't mean that during the rest of the year he would be Aser, because Aninus Laila would be Aser Min Rabbanan. Perfect. Ravasi says, you don't have to say that. There's not even a stira over here, Lokasha. There are two completely different dinim of aninus. One is an onen where his relative died that day, and one is an onen whose relative died some days previously and was buried on that day. So the din of the aninus that goes into the night and asers him from eating at night, that's where the death occurred on that day. So there the Rabbanon goes there at night. If the death occurred yesterday or however many days ago and the kvura was today, then there's no halach of aninus laila at all, not legabe Pesach and not legabe any other time. That's the simple explanation. You don't have to dray a cup and say that our Mishnah is only talking about one night of the year. That's not the point. So kanshemet lomeit biarba asa, where we're talking about in Beseches Pesachim. So we have the case over there, the Mishnah, where the person that he was chayev and avelus on died on Erev Pesach Mamish, and the burial took place on the same day, and therefore, even that, I mean, doesn't necessarily have to be that case, but the point is that even if there was a burial on the same day, and you'd think that that would be okay, and he's not considered to be an onen at night, he would have been. But, okay, we just allow him to eat his Karban Pesach. And it means exactly what it said in the Mishnah, his Karban Pesach and only his Karban Pesach. Mashenkin, in our Mishnah, where it's mashma that anybody can invite him to eat kachim that night, it's just that we don't give him his own chelek, that's true too. But that's where the death took place some days earlier, and the burial was on that day. So if they were kavrobar ba'asar, the aninus laila is not chal on the yom hakvura. It's only chal on the yom hamisa. So therefore, we're saying is aninus yom, that is the araisa. Masha'enkein, the aninus of the yom kvura, is only the rabbanan. So binogea, the aninus yom, which is the araisa of the yom hamisa, the rabbanan were geizer, the din of aninus laila. Binogea, the aninus of the yom hakvura, which is the rabbanan, the rabbanan were not geizer, leilo midrabbanan, even midrabbanan, and therefore the next night there is no problem. So if he was tamei because he was if it was an einein because of a death on Erev Pesach, then he's only allowed to eat the Karban Pesach because it's a chi of kares. And I don't agree with what Rabbi Yirmiyah said, that it means you're allowed to eat anything on Leil Pesach. No, he's only allowed to eat the Pesach. And therefore, there's no stira. They can both be talking about, actually, where the Misa was before. Our Mishnah that says he can eat anything on that night is referring to a case where it was only an aninus because of the kvura, and the Mishnah in Pesachim that says, no, he can only eat the Karban Pesach, he can't be invited to anything else, that's talking about where it's an aninus of the Yom HaMisa. Fine. Who is the Madiyamar who holds that all aninus laila is only derabbanan, even if it's the aninus of the laila, which is after the Yom HaMisa? That's going alibi Rabbi Shimon. D'tanya, aninus laila midivrei Torah, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the nighttime is actually a diaraisa. We've been talking all along as if we only have to worry about a derabbanan. It's Rabbi Shimon that we've been talking about, Rabbi Shimon says, Einen einali divrei tera, the din of aninas laila is never a diraisa. It's only midivrei seifrim. And you could see this very clearly, because it says that the Chachamim were matur. It says, Onen tovel, v'ochel et pischola erev, avolor bekachim. So you see very clearly, if Aninas Laila was diraisa, how could he eat the Karban Pesach? So you see that it says from here that it must be only Xeris Rabbanan if we're going to be machalic between the Karban Pesach and everything else. What? So now I'm so confused. Rabbi Shimon holds Aninas Laila is only Drabbanan, but Rabbi Shimon himself says that an Onen Eino Mishaleach Karban Oisav. An Onen cannot send his Karbanas in order to eat it at night, and he has got to wait to have a Karban brought for him. I mean, I'm assuming that means even the Karban Pesach. That's where the main idea of Mishaleach Karban Oisav came up. That was the whole idea of Vayu Anashim, Shehu Tmei Meis, and so on. So, isn't he referring to a Karban Pesach? My Lava Filu Pesach? No, no, no. What he meant was, Eino Mishaleach Karban Oisav, he cannot send other Karbanas, but a Karban Pesach he certainly can. So, well, there's no steering Rabbi Shimon. If he's only talking about a Karban Pesach, so now he's the man, the Amar, who holds that an Onein does Shaleach Karban Pesach, and he's not Shaleach other Karbanas. Well, what about this bright of Atanya? Rabbi Shimon Omer, why does the Torah call the Karban Shlomim a Shlomim? To me, Merames, that you can only bring a Shlomim when you are Shalim. That means that you are completely whole and not in a state of aninus. Eino mevi kishu onein. So therefore, if you don't have your full das of simcha and so on, remember that the Torah says beferish that v'zavachta shlomim v'achalta sham v'samachta lifnei Hashem elokecha. It's a din in your ability to be misameach with the karban. How do we know that that's true even about a karban teida? Well, because Marba Niyasateida Shekenechelas b'simcha kishlomim, the dinim of bringing your Karban Teida is also v'achalta sham v'samachta. That was talking about a Karban Teida. So if that's the case, the shlomim and the Teida cannot be brought by Ninas. How do you know that an Ayla cannot be brought by Ninas? Minayin l'rabot et ha'ola, Marba Niyat ha'ola Sheken bo b'nedru b'nedova kishlomim. Okay, well, what about the type of shlomim that actually can not be brought b'ned b'nedava? How about a bechor and a meiser and a pesach? Minayin l'rabot bechor u'meiser u'pesach? Mar bani bechor u'meiser u'pesach shekein einan b'ein al-chet? What about if it is b'ein al-chet? Can you bring a chatas and an osham as an onen? Talmud lomar, zevach, that's the extra word of zevach, that comes to include the zevach ha-shlamim, means any zevach is like shlamim. Minayin l'rabot, even ofot and minachot, even to bring yayin to the mizbeach, etzim, levena, Talmud lomar, zevach shlamim, korbano. Korbano means kol ha-korbanot shumevi, has to be shlamim, meaning kishu shalem mevi. But take a look, it said over here, bechor u'meiser u'pesach. So then Rabbi Shimon says, Beferish, that an Onen cannot send his Pesach. You said a moment ago that Rabbi Shimon is matir, sending a Korban Pesach and eating the Pesach that night. Rav Chisda, that's a mistake. Somebody threw in that word Pesach because normally every time that we talk about Bechor Meiser, we always say Bechor Meiser or Pesach Minolan. So someone threw in the word Pesach, Kedei Nazbab, but certainly Rabbi Shimon never said that. He never mentioned the Pesach in there. It was just thrown in. Reb Sheshe says, no, it wasn't just thrown in. Pesach means the Shalmei Pesach. In other words, the Chagiga that you're going to be bringing together with the Pesach. That cannot be brought together with the Pesach. Well, I mean, you said Shlomim. I mean, Shalmei Pesach or Shlomim, no? No, because we want to make it very clear. We said Shlomim, but we want to specifically mention the Shlomim Aboyin Machmas HaPesach as opposed to the case of Shlomim that Aboyin Machmas HaTzman. Because if you only would have said Shlomim, and you wouldn't have said Shlomim Aboyin Machmas Pesach, so Sakadait Ramina, I might have thought other Shlomim you can't bring. But over here, the Shlomim that are the Chagiga that's brought with the Pesach should have the same din as the goof of the Pesach. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon says, no. The Shlomim that are brought with the Pesach are also Aser and cannot be brought by an Onen. And I was only Matir, the Akravas HaPesach, that he can eat that night because of the Chumrah of Pesach and the Chi of Karas that's associated with the Korban Pesach. So now we have two different answers over here about how to look at our Mishnah. We'll review them, the contradiction between our Mishnah, and we'll take a look tomorrow as to further possibilities, how to understand the differences. Is it the difference between Aninas Yom Vaninas Laila, difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, the difference within Rabbi Shimon between Shiluach of the Korban Pesach versus the Shiluach of the Kachim together with the Korban Pesach, and we'll get over all of the confusion between the Mishnayos and between the two Maimorim of Rabbi Shimon in the Braisa, Bezrat Hashem, as we continue.